This Christmas season, it's a wonderful time of the year, and we're glad that you're here. We want to hear the voices from the young guys up here, hear what verses they have for us today. So would you give their attention?
Peace on earth.
Message of the angels. Thank you, guys. May there be peace on earth. Welcome again. We're glad that you're here, and we would just want to open our service here with announcements. And so you'll see some of these announcements on the back of your bulletin. Others, Karen has one, and Faye.
Over all the money with the church and what's going on. So that has to be voted on. We've already started. We've had our first meeting, so we know what we're doing. And Pastor Sam is leading us. So we have direction in what way to go. So every Friday, please take one home, read it, look it over. Any questions? We will answer them on the 19th, or you can call me anytime. And we want transparency in the church. If you want to see where some money went, we should be able to just hand you something that this is where it went. And right now, we're just having a little trouble getting a hold of it. So we're hoping between the cemetery board and the trustees, we'll have everything lined up. And maybe this church with the transparency will grow a little bit, which would be great if we had a full church again.
So. Thank you, Karen. And Faye? Wanda, sorry. My mind. Not awake yet.
First of all, I want to thank everybody that donated and helped with the senior baskets. And they are 70 and older or a pastor of the church. The baskets are back there, so please check. They have name tags on them on your way out. And thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Wanda. Nice Christmas present.
Okay, I didn't do a calendar fundraiser this year. It just seemed like I had trouble getting rid of them, and then that took away from the money that was supposed to go to Bible school. So anyway, Lisa, my dear niece, she always loves these calendars just like I do, and so does Alice. And there's a friend of mine that gives one to her sister every year, and she always asks me. And this year I told her I wasn't going to do it, and she was upset because her sister always looked forward to that because her sister's a cancer survivor. So a lot of people are near and dear to this calendar. So Lisa went online and ordered a box so that she could give to us that once. She has a few extra if anybody's interested. Now remember, this is not for a fundraiser, so it's not the cost of what it was when I was selling, because you pay for the calendar, then you up the price for your fundraiser. So they are $5. She has four, possibly seven. I'm not sure what the possibly seven means, but I at least have four if anybody's interested at $5. That way she's not, you know, putting the bill for calendars not being used. So if anybody is near and dear to your heart like this is to me, see me after church or let me know and I'll tell her and she'll drop the calendars off to me.
Thank you, Deb.
Now, I want one.
All right, only three left.
Okay,
only one. There you go. I think we got them all gone now.
Yeah, he wants one. Okay, so there's four. Now, if you still want one, I'll see what the possibly seven meant. Maybe she will have three extra, and I'll write you on a list. But okay, I have four. All right, thank you.
Okay, and Maxie?
If anyone has any information for the newsletter, please let me know, or
send it to the email address on the back of the bulletin for the announcements.
Yes.
Here's a new email address, so don't send it to the old one because I won't get it.
Okay. So use the new email address on the back of your bulletin. You can easily send in information for the newsletter. Yes, Danny.
Bible study is this Wednesday at 10:30.
Great. Thank you. And we're still doing the Chosen?
Yes.
Okay. Let us begin our worship with this prelude. Thank you. Oh, holy night. Call to worship comes from Psalms 34. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for this Christmas season. We can again enjoy Advent and the celebration of your coming into our world. And we pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit would come and move in our midst, be in our worship, Lord, and help us to praise you. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth. And God, we pray your way would be done, your word would be preached, and that you would change hearts and lives and move in our congregation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me in standing and singing hymn number 88.
Sins and sorrows.
Be seated. As we celebrate Advent, one of the traditions is to do the Advent wreath, and today is the third Sunday of Advent, and Sister Deb's going to read us the statement about lighting of the candle.
As Pastor Tracy said, this is the third Sunday of Advent, the candle of joy, which is the pink candle, and it's also known as the shepherd's candle. It represents the joy of Christ's coming and celebration of his birth. The pink candle reflects a shift from repentance to joy as we draw closer to Christmas. The scripture this morning comes from 2 Matthew verses 10 through 11. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gift could we give the king this morning? Amen, sister. She said it. Our hearts. So if you haven't given your heart to the King yet, let's do so this Christmas season. May we bow our heads for a word of prayer. God of joy, we light this pink candle to celebrate the joy you brought into the world through Jesus. Fill our hearts with the same joy that the shepherds and the wise men felt upon seeing Christ. May we spread this joy to others, letting it shine through our words and actions. Amen.
Sister. Christmas is a time of giving, and this is a time that we want to just recognize those that have given. We have an offering box there in the back, and we don't take up the offering, but you're welcome to put your offering in there. Your tithes and your offerings go there, and we want to ask God's blessing on that as well. So the scripture for the call to giving is from Matthew 10:8. This is the words of Jesus said to his disciples. He told them to go out to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And so God loves a cheerful giver, and God loves us when we give freely. And so let us ask his blessings on the offerings. God, you have been so good to us. We have so much. And when we give, we give because you have asked us to give that portion that is designated for your use. And so, Lord, we return our tithes and offerings, asking you to bless them and use them mightily for the work of the kingdom. Bless the work of this congregation. And we ask, Lord, that you would use the resources wisely, and that many would come to know you as Savior and Lord, not just here on the Rocky Ridge, but also, Lord, around the world. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sharing of joys and concerns. So, what is on your heart today? Yes. One.
Please continue to keep my girlfriend Ruthie on the prayer list, and I have an unspoken prayer for my great niece.
Okay. Others? Yes.
A joy is Tammy and them became a grandparent on Sunday, a little girl, and everything went well, and they'll be a great grandmother.
Congrats.
And prayers for Travis and the Baker family.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. Yes.
point. Kathy is coming from the hospital. She does still need prayer. She is still very weak. Also, my neighbor Sandra has now for several weeks been throwing up every night. They can't figure out why, and all they're doing is just running a test right now. They can't give her anything for it. So prayers for her and also her husband as the caregiver. He's going through a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Karen?
Okay. I'm just asking for prayer over my test results. It'll come back next week.
Okay. Prayers for good test results. And Frank?
Yeah. Pat will be going in for another procedure on her stent this coming Thursday. So we pray that the Lord will intervene and she'll get along fine as she has in the past, too.
Amen.
And all others in here. I don't see my brother Bob. I don't know if he's not here this morning or not. But anyhow, if he isn't, you know he needs prayer with his situation. Ralph and Penny and everyone else in our church and throughout the world that needs the help of the Lord.
Thank you. Alice?
My daughter that lives in Williamsburg will be traveling up this Friday, and I just want prayers for the family.
Sure. Traveling mercies.
Yes. And my sister Deb's coming up this Wednesday for a couple days, so traveling mercies for her.
Okay. More traveling mercies. Okay. One more, Dana?
Yeah. Caleb and Carly are flying in this Wednesday, so traveling mercies for them.
Okay. And we have Joy today. Our youngest son, Ethan, and his fiancée, Anya, are with us today. So welcome. Any others?
Matthew, traveling Friday.
Yes, our son Matthew is coming up for Christmas on Friday, so we need traveling mercies there as well.
Let's remember our military, our first responders, our police.
All those who serve.
This is a chaotic time of year, and a lot won't be home with their loved ones.
Yeah. Would you pray with me, please, and invite you to kneel or bow your head or that which you're able to do. Let us come before the Lord. Father God, in the quietness of this hour, and while the middle of the Christmas rush, we just take time to pause and to give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us, and we are grateful for answered prayers. We're thankful for those who have returned home from the hospital. We thank you, Lord, for those who are feeling better. We thank you for family and friends, and we just ask, Lord, you would move mightily in the ones that have been mentioned here by name and those unspoken requests as well. We lay them before your throne of grace today. Be with Wanda's girlfriend and niece. We pray, Lord, you would bless this new gift of life, this baby girl and Tammy's family. And we just give you thanks and praise, Lord, and pray for good health. And we ask, Lord, you would continue to strengthen Kathy, help her, Lord, to get well. We pray for Danny's neighbor, Sandra. Meet their needs, Lord, this time of year. For good results for Karen. For a good procedure for Pat. We pray that you'd be with Bob and Ralph and others, Lord, who need your touch. We ask, Lord, for traveling mercies. Be with Alice's daughter as she comes for the holidays. And we pray for Deb and for Caleb and Carly. For Matthew and for all those who are going to be on the roads, Lord. We know Thanksgiving was a very busy time and Christmas as well. And so, Lord, we just ask for safety and traveling. That your angels would surround each vehicle and that we give not a moment's notice, Lord, just to jump in the car and turn the key and expect it to go. And so we just pray for the mechanics of all of that, that cars would work properly and people would arrive at their destination safely. Lord, we think of those all who serve, and especially at this time of year, Lord, to be away from family. And so we pray you would give them an extra blessing, that there would be communication. We thank you for the technology that we have now, and people could make video calls. And even though they can't be there physically, oftentimes, Lord, we are blessed by just hearing or seeing them again. And so we ask, Lord, you would move mightily in all who are serving in various capacities and keep them safe as they do their jobs. We pray for our church, Lord. We pray that you would continue to move. And we think of those who are not here today. And we just ask, Lord, you would bless in the year ahead. God, we are grateful for the gifts that you've given to us, and especially for your word, and your word incarnate, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, thank you. Help us to not miss in all the decorations and the music and the sights and sounds and tastes of the season. Help us not to miss, again, celebration of your birth, your incarnation, as you came many years ago to that simple field in Bethlehem. Lord, we pray you would indeed come again into each of our hearts and into our families and into our lives. And we ask, as we pray together, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, and now if you would join me in standing, if you're able, and we'll sing another carol, number 92. Scripture reading today from the lectionary is from the Old Testament Isaiah and from the New Testament Philippians. Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord, Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, we just pause in your presence to ask that the words of my mouth now and the meditations of our hearts and our minds would be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer, and we praise you as our Lord and King. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. We can say that as we get very close to Christmas Day. And it is a wonderful time, the season of the year. And we just want to acknowledge God is in our midst. His name is exalted. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says unspeakable gift, and the New King James says indescribable gift. An indescribable gift. The word in the Greek means not expounded in full. And so when it comes to the incarnation, it's really hard to put into words, isn't it? Christmas is so much more. When we think about Christmas, we sense a lot. It is a season of gift giving, and God started it all by giving us the greatest gift of all. So I'd like for us just to slow down a little bit in the midst of maybe Christmas shopping and the hustle and bustle and decorations and lights and getting everything done and ready. Let's just think again about these words. Hear again these words. Advent. Incarnation. Christmas. Emmanuel. God with us. God among us. God is with us. God is in our midst. You know, I just can't quite fully comprehend it all. Can't comprehend it fully. And how could we? It's a tremendous gift that God gave to you and to me and to the whole world. You know, we can only conceive of it. We can only begin to try to understand it and to receive it fully. And we can begin to be eternally grateful, expressing our continual praise to a great and awesome God, a God who loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. Perhaps because of his divine compassion, his love, his mercies, that he has given us his mercies, and we are able then to extend our thanksgiving. Isn't God great? Isn't God good? Can you agree with me by saying amen?
Amen. Amen.
You know, the prophet Isaiah long ago said, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. In the midst of thee. Our scripture, the lectionary scripture for today, is a rather short chapter of Isaiah. It's only 6 verses long, this chapter. And it's a climactic ending to Isaiah's classic Emmanuel prophecy. We've heard these scriptures before, but here again, these classic Christmas verses that come from Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is given, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I hope that you don't miss the significance of this prophecy, because you've heard these very familiar passages so often, especially Christmas time. These were prophecies that were predicted years before Christ came into our world. And Isaiah's statement here really echoes, I think, our own lives when he says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." This is a special truth. In Hebrew, it literally means, "My salvation is God himself." My salvation is God himself. Isn't Jesus your salvation? He has saved us. Jesus saves is one of the classic phrases that we like to throw around. But he has become our salvation. You can put your confidence and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God gives us the boldness and the ability to satisfy our thirst for spiritual longing. Sometimes it might seem like that God is not near. Sometimes it might seem like God's not in our midst, especially when we're going through our health crisis, or maybe we're in the midst of war or turmoil or something going on, famine, flood, fire, and we might ask, "Where are you, God? Why did you let this happen?" And yet God is there in the midst of all the chaos, all that's going on. He is there. We talked about the David Jeremiah and the lessons that we've had before about God being omnipresent. And so he sees all. He's always with us. There's a popular Christmas song, "Santa Claus is Coming to Town." You know that one, right? And we're told that he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Yes, and so you better be good for goodness sake. You know, only God can do that. You know, Santa Claus might fly around the world and deliver presents in 24 hours, but really only God can always see you, be always aware of what you're doing, and always present. And so we celebrate Christmas because Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He is our salvation. We're told in Acts that therefore there is no other name under heaven by which men can be saved. And so when you experience that salvation, you just can't help but have a great sense of joy. And that joy, I think, bubbles up, especially here at Christmas time. And on this Sunday, Sunday of joy, the third Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the joy of the Lord is our strength. Our praise is to be a continual action, not something that we just do every once in a while, but it should be continually joyful. I have a deaf friend years ago, got to meet her, and she was a preemie. And because of being born early, she lost her hearing. That didn't keep her from serving. And she was always very joyful, always had a smile on her face and a song in her heart. And, you know, she now is a mother of four children. She was a teacher. She was a missionary and still has a tremendous joy about her. And so when I hear the word joy, I think of Jan. I think of the joy that she always eludes and shares with those around her. Praise is to be a continual action. And so praise the Lord. We're to make mention that his name is exalted. And so we're to sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This verse reminds us of the crossing of the Red Sea. Now, if you were an Israelite in the desert and you had your back up against the sea and the desert and coming across the desert with the Egyptian army to destroy you, God opened the sea and made a way for you. What a marvelous, miraculous salvation that was. And they sung about it on the other side. That is the kind of joy that we should have. We remember how God has saved us. Think about those God moments in your life when you knew in the midst of something that was going on, you knew that God had a hand in it. God did something. God said something through that person. You knew it was a God moment. The kind of joy that we should have is a joy that the Israelites had on the other side when they saw the Egyptians, the enemy, drowned in the sea, and that God had saved them. We should praise Him, especially for this wonderful time of the year, to sing forth, to cry out, and yes, even to shout. Now, I know it's not in our brother nature to shout. We don't get too excited in worship. We're not like our charismatic brethren that like to dance and joy and jump around. But we can say a praise the Lord, right? And so I wonder if you could do that with me. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We exalt the name of the Lord together. And we sing God's blessings and praises. And we should shout about His goodness. Especially when our world is going through so much, we need to let others know that we have a good God. That He is great, and He is greatly to be praised. I came across this quote as I was preparing for the message, and it's from Liberty Commentary. And it says that His name is His very being. His name is Himself. Not only is His name to be declared, but also His doings, the mighty deeds of Yahweh. Thus, all preaching must include the declaration of who the Savior is and what it is that He has done for us. Verse 5 declares that He has done excellent things, majestic things. These great things are to be preached to the whole world and sung and shouted aloud, for great is the Holy One of Israel. In the beautiful language of this triumphant doxology, Isaiah brings this section of his prophecy to a close. Hope that you hear that all preaching must declare the declaration of who He is, who the Savior is, and what He's done for us. Preaching should not be a soapbox to declare what great things the preacher has done, great things the congregation has done, but the great things that God has done. And so we need to share our testimonies, to share what God is doing in our lives and how God has worked and moved in our midst. And when we sing, we should sing of God's praises. Good music lifts up the name of Christ and lifts up and brings glory and praise to God. It's not focused on something else, but worship music should focus on God. He is holy, and God inhabits the praises of His people. Now think about that. When we praise God, it said God inhabits the praises of His people. And so God is present. He's among us, even more so when we're praising Him. God's divine presence in our midst. This last word in our midst here means the nearest part, the center. And so God wants to be the center of our lives. He wants to be in the center of your life, in your heart, to be intimate and to be close with you. And so when we feel God's not close, guess who moved? It wasn't God who moved. We moved away from God. And so we need to move back toward God to be intimate and to be close with Him. At first Christmas, God wanted to be close. So He sent His Son to be with us, to be with His people, to be in the midst of His people. And so He plunked Him down right in the middle of Israel in a little town called Bethlehem. Now this Christmas, we're going to be celebrating something special. And I bet many of you don't know. What is special about this Christmas, this December 25th? Well, yes, it's the day we celebrate Jesus' birthday, the day we celebrate Christmas. But there's also something else very special about this time. It only happens about four times in a century. It happened in 1921. It happened in 1959 when I was born. It happened in 2005. So you would remember that one. It's happening this year. It's happening again in 2035. And it will happen again in 2054. It is Hanukkah. Hanukkah coincides with Christmas. Now, oftentimes Hanukkah is before Christmas, sometimes after Christmas, sometimes over Christmas. But this year, Hanukkah begins on Christmas Day. And so it's important, I think, for us just to recognize our Jewish brethren and to realize what they celebrate. Hanukkah is a celebration of a Jewish festival of commemorating the recovery of Jerusalem and the rededication of the Second Temple. And it was, remember, the Maccabean revolt that took over again and took over from the empire that was reigning during that second century. And so the Maccabees, they were a small band of guerrilla warfare fighters, much like we see happening in Syria today. And they defeated the Syrian Greek king and all of his resources. Well, as we celebrate Christmas, we recognize that Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, supernaturally survived Herod's death warrant. Remember, he wanted all the boys in Bethlehem killed under the age of two. And Joseph, because he was warned by a dream, the angel came to him and said that he needed to flee Egypt. Because he was obedient to that, he fled to Egypt and kept Jesus alive, and he missed the destruction of the children in Bethlehem. That king at that time gave himself the title Ephames, Ephames, and it means God manifest. God manifest. It was a false claim to be God himself. Oftentimes kings and rulers would think of themselves as a god. And instead of Ephames, the people called him Ifmanes, which means lunatic, behind his back. And so he thought himself was a god, but the people actually thought he was lunatic. Well, Jesus really is the incarnate God. We're told in Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." We also celebrate Hanukkah with the lighting of the menorah. The menorah, you'll see, has seven candles, sometimes eight candles, and that middle candle is a servant candle. And so you use that candle to light the others. And so there's a candle lit the first night, two candles lit the second night, and so on. And Jesus came as a servant. He came to serve the needs of God and to rescue us, and he was the light of the world. And it says in John 8:12 that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Hanukkah also recognizes the cleansing of the temple. The enemy came in, and as a way of trying to destroy things, they sacrificed a pig on the altar in the temple. And that was a great desecration of the temple. And so the Maccabees came in and they had to rededicate the temple, clean everything, put everything back, and dedicate it to the worship of Yahweh again. Well, we're told in the scriptures, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" 1 Corinthians 3:16. And so we are the temple of God. And so when we give our hearts and our lives to him, he comes in and he cleanses the temple, and his Holy Spirit comes and lives within us and helps us to worship and to praise him. There are many things about Hanukkah that are significant, and we should remember that Jesus didn't celebrate Christmas, but he did celebrate Hanukkah. That was been the holiday that he celebrated. And so you can imagine Jesus as a young boy lighting the menorah, lighting the candles and remembering. And they did that because they only had, when they rededicated the temple, they only had enough oil for one night. and God supernaturally made the oil last a whole week so they could have time to make new oil. And so it took like 7 or 8 days to make the oil. And so by the time the new oil was ready, the oil that first day lasted all the week. And so that was a celebration of God's miraculous moving in their midst. Well, we said that Jesus' name is Emmanuel, God with us, and God is in our midst. God is in the midst of your life. Whatever is going on, whatever's happening, God is in our midst. Whatever is happening in our congregation, God is in our midst. He's in all things. Whatever is happening in our society, God is in the midst of it. He's in control. You know, in this very weary, worn, torn world, it seems like there's more chaos in our world each year. But He's in the midst. He has His hand in it. He is not surprised by what's going on. And things are unfolding as He has planned. And so whether you're in the middle of a hospital room visit, or whether you're on your deathbed, or whether there's something crazy going on in your life, God is in our midst. We need to remember that. God, you're here. I don't understand what's going on, but I can rely on you. We can pray to God. We can praise God. We can worship Him. The scripture says that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Dr. David Jeremiah had a good message today about Jesus being King. This Christmas, I want to encourage you to join Isaiah in declaring your thankfulness, declaring your thanksgiving, declaring your praise to God, not just for our blessings, but for the most blessed gift of all. For the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent His Son to a manger in Bethlehem to grow, to become a man, to experience all that we experience as human beings, and then to die on a cross, the cross of Calvary, for our salvation. Isn't He your salvation? Isn't He your strength? Isn't He your song? We can say, praise the Lord. This Christmas and throughout the new year, whatever might it come, whatever it might be, we can express thanksgiving. Thank you, God, that you are here. Thank you, God, you're with me. And thank you, God, for all that you have given, for your mercy. We don't deserve His grace, but He's given us His mercy. And so we should rejoice, and rejoice in the Lord always. Not just when things are going well, not just when we're happy or joyful, but we should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Thanks be to God for His indescribable and His unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is in our midst. Praise the Lord, and Merry Christmas. I invite you to join me in standing as we close our service by singing number 87. Number 87.
Oh, yeah.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Praise God.